Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word Radio Program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Good Monday morning. I pray everyone had a wonderful weekend and that you had an opportunity to share the Lord with someone. And today I want to talk a little bit about Jesse Duplantis Ministries out of Louisiana, down in St. Charles Parish. A lot of people like Jesse, and you know, and I've listened to a lot of Jesse Duplantis preaching over the years. He's funny. He's a character for sure. Very entertaining guy. Extremely entertaining, actually. But he's turned out to be, you know, another, to me, I put him in the class of the, you know, the wolf in sheep's clothing. Seems like everything that Jesse preaches is about basically underlying trend is money, greed, how much can you get out of this, that, and the other. Back in 2008, Jesse started building a home, a new home on the east bank of the river down there by St. Charles Parish. And the house has 35,000 square feet of covered space, 22,000 of actual living, 22,039 square feet of actual living space. Now that is a humongous house. Now, you know, Jesse and his wife, I just don't see that they really need that much of a house. It's just totally amazing. Estimated, the parish record, actually it's not an estimation, the garage and other covered areas, total 12,000 square feet, by the way. So that's a, you know, that's a lot of stuff. Let me just say that, there's 5 bedrooms, more than 7 bathrooms, a home theater, and the parish records down there in Louisiana show the cost at around $3 million. And the owner of the house is not Jesse Duplantis, though. The owner of the house is his ministry, Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Trinity Foundation, Old Anthony out of, I believe Old's out of Texas, I believe. He began in looking into this because Old Anthony's group, what they do is they investigate fraud in the churches. They really look into a lot of the money people, you know, the religious fraud that's going on. And like Old Anthony said, you know, his is the only group that does this, and a lot of people say, well, that's because they're wrong and blah, 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 but it's not. The reason is, and it's a simple reason, and you'll understand very quickly here why. He said the reason that he's the only group in America that routinely investigates religious fraud is because the people that they investigate are terribly litigious, meaning they sue you every chance they get. And he has commented that he's been sued more times than he said, I've been sued so many times I can't count it anymore. That's why a lot of ministries don't want to take on these guys and actually do an investigation. Now, Trinity Foundation, which is Old Anthony's group, his ministry, he's worked with the FBI and the IRS and in the U.S. Senate with all these groups that look, you know, looking into why are these big mega church ministries and things of that nature, the TV evangelists and stuff, why do they have multi-million dollar homes and multi-million dollar jet planes and multiple planes and all this kind of stuff? They didn't go into it with that much money, certainly not by a long shot. A lot of them started out fairly broke, but now they're multi-millionaires. And is there any reason at all? I think not, but you know, we would have begged to ask that question, you know. is there any reason at all that a preacher has to have that much money and that many material objects that are worth that much, money? You know, one of his investigators is Pete Evans. He's led the investigation for the Trinity Foundation on Jesse. His plan is looking into things. And what Mr. Evans said was that the donors expect the money they donate to the church to go to the poor and needy, not to build mansions for the pastor. That's what most people that give to a church expect. Jesse preaches, the prosperity gospel. So he's got his people convinced that, the more they give, the more they're going to get back. But it's really sad. And we'll see how sad it is here in just a second. Jesse preaches that, if you give X amount of dollars, you're going to get that multiplied and get it back to you. It's a heavenly Las Vegas in some sense is what it really boils down to. They really do honestly preach that if you give $1,000, you'll get back $10,000. Some of them even preach if you give $1,000, you'll get back $100,000. And they've got these congregants believing this. So they give money when they can't even afford to give money. But when the investigators ask some of the people that go to his church what they thought of this, you're not going to believe what they said. Here's what they wrote. It said, Duplantis' congregants say his big house and private plane don't bother them. And why? One of them said, well, that's his personal business. Another said, I think God is blessing him. He gives to people and he gives back. Whatever you give, you get back. And while the church is paying for the house and his $20 million jet plane or whatever it was, 18 or 20 million, his followers, these congregants, say they don't believe their donations fund his lifestyle. They do not believe their donations fund his lifestyle. Can you believe that? These people, and that's what's sad. Here's what one lady said. I don't think church money is going towards that, but I'd love to give to it because whatever you sow is what you receive. So I'd love a big, beautiful home and a plane too. Well, this woman goes to his church steady and she donates all the time. So how come she doesn't have that big house in that plane? That's what is so sad about the prosperity gospel, guys. People sit in those pews and give money week after week after week after week, money they cannot afford to give, expecting a big, huge return that they never get. And it's not that they don't get it because God can't provide it, because that's not it. God can provide. God can do anything he so wills to do. If you want to give $10, God can give you back $1 million if he wants to. That's up to God. But the problem we have here is these people are giving all this money with the wrong motive. See, you can't give to the church and say you're giving to God's work expecting to get a multiple amount back. That's not giving from the heart. That's giving from the pocketbook. That's giving from the head and the pocketbook. Not from the heart. You give freely. And if the Lord sees you need blessed, he will bless you. If he knows you can handle it, if he knows you'll do good with it or whatever, the Lord can do anything he wants. But that's not the way these people think. Now, Ole Anthony with the Trinity Foundation says there's no truth behind the prosperity gospel. They say Duplantis' actions mirror many televangelists across the country, and that's exactly right. But unfortunately, this is becoming more and more common where preachers are using, at best, suspicious business dealings to hurt the church and benefit themselves. A huge home and a plane that's sometimes used for personal use all benefits the Trinity Foundation say should not be possible for a man of God. And that's my feeling exactly also. There's no reason that I can think of, none, that any preacher has to become, needs to become, or should become a multimillionaire while he's got people sitting right in his church that can't even hardly give an extra $5 or even a big start off with $5 on a Sunday because they don't have the money. They don't have the jobs to supply that kind of money. And these preachers are becoming millionaires off of poor people, and that I cannot see the gospel in that anywhere, folks. I'm sorry. I cannot see it. And I'm just going to be blunt and tell you, if you can see that as being the gospel, well, you're wrong. The gospel is not a way to get rich. The gospel is the message of Jesus Christ, Him crucified and rose again, to be our gateway to the Father for salvation. The only way is through Him, Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Money can't buy you love, and money can't buy you heaven, folks. It doesn't work that way. It's not supposed to work that way, and it's not going to work that way. That is not what we're supposed to be doing. But these people try to say that that's what the gospel's about. Well, it's not what it's about. You know, it's just, I'm sorry, it's just not what it's about. It's not about gold and silver. It's just not. You take, there's a lot of people that think it is, but, you know, I don't see it. I don't see it. I never have seen it, and I can't find any place that tells me that we should be able to. I've listened to Jesse preach. Like I said, he's funny. He's a comedian. There ain't no doubt about it. But he uses the gospel for his own personal self gain, and that is just wrong. To me, it's a blasphemous abomination towards the Lord. There's just no other way to describe it. The man even preaches about squirrels and maybe they'll get saved. He talked about his daughter's anatomy. You know, just the man will talk about anything to get your attention. I've never seen anything like it. He claims he gets given all these big fabulous gifts, so that's fine. If somebody gives him a motorcycle, or if somebody gives him a Harley Davidson, which I think happened or something, you know, he doesn't need it. Turn around and sell that thing for the 20 grand and use that money to help some poor people. Help some poor people. If these preachers are getting Rolls Royces give to them, then take them and sell them and use that money for the gospel of Jesus Christ, not for yourself. Just like this house. What in the world does any person need a 35,000 square foot house for? You don't. You just don't need it, folks. I don't care who you are. You do not need it. But somehow, Jesse the Planet says, convinced his ministry to build this big of a house and the ministry to pay for it. And then the people right there in his own church say, well, I don't think that the money that I give goes to that. It goes to help poor people. Well, who do they think paid the $3 million to build this house? The man doesn't have another job. This is his job, preaching at this church and around the world and country. It's the only job he's got. Where do they think the money's coming from? It's coming out of their pockets, and they don't even realize it. So that's the problem. They are so in love with their Jesus, who happens to be Jesse the Planet, that they can't see the real Jesus. These preachers got these people loving them instead of loving the Lord, and that's wrong. It don't hurt to be loved by your people, the congregation, but not to where they love you more than they do Jesus. And that's what's happened. They got their eyes on the pulpit and not on Jesus. And that's the problem with so many of these churches. They're looking at the preacher, believing the preacher, loving the preacher, and forgetting that that preacher is supposed to be just a conduit for the Lord Jesus, and that's all he's supposed to be. You do not worship the preacher, you worship the Lord, and that's not what's happening. So, I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings out there that thinks Jesse Planus is cool, but he's just one of the shysters like the rest of them. And hey, I gotta go again. We'll talk more tomorrow. God bless each one of you, and be careful, okay? We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.